March 9, a conqueror claiming his victory. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Hebrews 2:17. Of the high priest of Israel we read, Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart, when he goeth unto the holy place for a memorial before the Lord continually. Exodus 28:29. What a beautiful and expressive figure this is of the unchanging love of Christ for his church. Our great high priest, of whom Aaron was a type, bears his people upon his heart. Christ is a great high priest, making a perfect atonement for sin, stands alone in divine majesty and glory. Other high priests were only types, and when he appeared, the need of their services vanished. Let human beings, subject to temptation, remember that in the heavenly courts they have a high priest who is touched with the feeling of their infirmities, because he himself was tempted, even as they are. Christ is a minister of the true tabernacle, the high priest of all who believe in him as a personal Savior, and his office no other can take. He is the high priest of the church. Christ offered up his broken body to purchase back God's heritage, to give man another trial. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:25. By his spotless life, his obedience, his death on the cross of Calvary, Christ interceded for the lost race. And now, not as a mere petitioner does a captain of our salvation intercede for us, but as a conqueror claiming his victory. His offering is complete, and as our intercessor he executes his self-appointed work, holding before God the censer containing his own spotless merits, and the prayers, confessions, and thanksgiving of his people. Perfumed with the fragrance of his righteousness, these ascend to God as a sweet savor. The offering is wholly acceptable, and pardon covers all transgression.